Mayor, I know you guys will say it's a long way to go and it's December, but when you look at things right now and you guys are atop the division and, you know, you have wild card tiebreakers and stuff, I mean, it must be somewhat satisfying sitting here right now in this position.
Well, I would say it's fun right now. Fun to be playing football, fun to be on this team, part of this organization. I've been in this position before where I've had the opportunities to finish up and get in the playoffs, and I had it. So, and that's the thing, that's the focus that we're taking. This team has been through that before in recent years, and we just want to take it one game at a time. Right now, we're enjoying the success we had yesterday and look forward to getting to work on Chicago.
Yesterday in the locker room, you said that everyone in the locker room you thought would run through a wall for John Fox. Why is that? Where did that come from?
He's a great players coach. Coach Fox has a relaxing attitude. He keeps the players relaxed. He keeps the atmosphere relaxed. He trusts his players. He gives you the vote of confidence sometimes when you're down. And I think he does a great job of just adjusting things to the personnel that he has. You have to take your hat off to him. He's come in and changed around from a 3-4 to 4-3, some type of spread offense, different quarterbacks, different personnel, and he somehow he's made it blend and gotten guys to go to work for him every day.
So it's a combination of actual football, trusting the X's and O's stuff, and personality?
Oh, absolutely. Coach Fox, I mean, from the guy that doesn't play that's inactive on Sunday to the guy that has the most plays on Sundays, Coach Fox talks to him the same way. He comes in and interacts with his player. And when you get that from a guy, you love to see a person with that type of stature, your boss come in and talk to you and make you feel at home. And anytime he asks you to do something, you want to do that for your boss.
Do you know what this is the anniversary of?
No, I don't. Eric Studeville, maybe?
Well, John got fired a year ago today.
Okay.
When you look back a year ago, what are some of the most significant changes, do you think?
Once again, go back to the atmosphere around here. People are happy. People that work here are a little more happier. Everybody has a different attitude about winning. They believe in winning. And a lot of things going on. Of course, when you put together a run like we have in recent weeks, everybody's going to be happy. You hate to look back on the sad part, but maybe that was a new beginning for this organization. Mr. B has done a great job, and Mr. Bowler done a great job of bringing the right people in here so far and trying to get this thing turned around. It's not where they want it yet or where they see it yet, but it's a great start.
You're one of the older guys on the team. Your heart able to take all these finishes that you guys put together over the last?
Hey, man, you know what? They keep the game exciting, man. As long as we keep people keep calling and keep pushing for us and praying for us and the GMC never say never moments, man. I take them long they come into victories, you know?
They should probably rename that award.
Huh?
They should probably rename.
They should rename it?
Yeah.
Call it the Tim Tebow four quarter moment? Hey, I'll take that long they turn to W's.
Well, that was right on the tee.
Yes. Try it one more.
When you look at the playoff chances right now, I mean, it seems like Jeff won.
No, I'm teasing.
Okay. Are you watching what Oakland's doing now? Are you watching the wild card now that it's December? Is it kind of fair game to talk about?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching every moment. Once again, this is my ninth in the league, and I hadn't had a chance to play in the tournament for an opportunity to be in the big show. So I understand, along with a bunch of other guys that are on this team, that what we have in front of us. And so you have to pay attention to your goal if you want to attain it. And I think guys look at it, and we understand what we have to do. We understand what we have as a team, and that's just what we look forward to. We don't want to look ahead of anybody, but you look forward for the opportunity to compete against another team each and every Sunday for the right to play in that big tournament and to try to play in the Super Bowl.